the middle of the Tosfos and Bavchav Dalet Amid Beis, let us quickly go over the Gemara and the Tosfos. Amar Rav Pope, Hilchas Anachi Shevi Deiren Li Yisrael B'Yontev, Im Yesh Mei Oisei Hamin B'Mechuba Oso. So it seems the guy did a malacha, a malacha's ktsira for him. So that day it's also to eat. Alt Mukta, Rashi says, Ola Erev Nami Yasurim Bechdei Sheyasu. And Meitzoy Yontav, it is also Bechdei Sheyasu. Im Ein Mei Oisei Hamin B'Mechuba, if Mei Oisei Hamin, it's not B'Mechuba, so it's not a Shaila of Mechuba. So then the halacha is as follows. Teich HaTchum Muta, Chutz L'Tchum Osa, if it was brought Chutz L'Tchum Et Osa, Vavo B'Shvil Yisrael Zeh, Muta L'Yisrael Ach. But if it was brought for one Yid, from a Mele, so then that Yid is not permitted to use it, but another Yid is permitted to use it. Let us see Teich. L'Erev Asurim B'Chdei She'yasu, Perish Rashi, Kedei Shir Likitosan, Shelo Yehene Min Leches Yonte. That he has to wait the time it takes to do the Moloche that was done in Yonte. She should not be Nene Min Leches Yonte. La Erev Rishen Kama. That what it says, La Erev, it means the night after the first day Yonte. The Mimon of Sher, Heim Motor. Then Mimon of Sher, it's Mutter. Im oyo hayoim choyl. If we say that the first day was choyl, arebe choyl milketu. The mele, so someone says not nenem im leches yomtu. Im oyo hayoim koydish. And if the first day was koydish, are alayla hazechu. So my mele, so now, so today, tonight, theoretically, he's permitted to do malachis. So wait, b'chdei sheyase. So that means he's not deriving benefit from the Meleches Yontif, because on the tzad that yesterday was Yontif, so today he'd be permitted to do the Melech himself. So he waits for the time it will take him to do the Melech. V'shnei yomim toivim shagol yismay. V'hevi raya mibeya de la'el shanurda bezeh moteres bezeh. So we assume that we say this Mimonovshe, Mahu Tabya de Itzid Biyam Rishin, Bachlo Aise Biyam Shaini Be'erevin. So also we see that, we say this Mimonovshe, Kain Perish Rashi, Rabban Yitzhak Alevi Vagoinem Oisrim Ad Meitzoi Yontev Shaini. The Asa Ad Meitzoi Yontev Shaini, Meforish Berdei Sheyasu Laila Oruye La'asiyah. If you need a Laila that Papoyo is Royal Asiya, then that's called, he was not, did not derive benefit from Meleches Yomtev. Because then he could Papoyo do it. Me, but she was Rabbeinu Gershim, Moy Hagela Matsosi Kamoisi, Gan Rabbeinu Kloinemis, Yishreimi Boki, Bechol Ashas, Sholach Li, Ksav, Meir, Kamayze, Kamoisi. Big shari le perish hashi de pirish to lekach bin kadei sheyasu kadei sheleihenim im leches yomte. If there's such a musik, mekain amevashol b'shabbos b'shoyge amaya yochel panene im leches shabbos iznene im leches shabbos. Elavadei ein zehatam elatam shemo yoimal. So the whole reason they asked, there's no such inyan bechlal of shlo yehene mi meleches yomtev. Elatam shemo yoimal enochi leich ulekat. That Chazal v'goizel, that it will be permitted for him to derive benefit from the melacha that was done for him. So maybe he'll tell the goy to do it. That is Icharosa. Al-Tamir al-Aku. So Mimela, they wanted to make sure that he won't do it. So therefore they asked he should derive benefit from it. Mizehatam asurim ad meitzo yontef ha'achin b'chdei sheyas. So then Al-Kocho, so they made this knas that, that he's not permitted to derive benefit from it, so then the knas is still made so yon tevachem. Bechdei sheyasa di amret umotorim. Made so yon tevrishin, chashini shema yemel anochi bi yon tevrishin, leich vahovi kedei lech umayhem bishayni. So in Mele, so you didn't accomplish anything. If the whole reason they asked it was to make sure that he won't tell the guy to do it, because he won't be a chayte niska, because if he tells him, so if it's muta leil yom tev sheni b'chdei sheyase, so loin tzach to tell the guy. So therefore, they made a nisa that he's not allowed to drive any benefit till meitzo yom. Okay, now kochach laila horuya lasi yekoma. Umash evi rashi raya mi beya. I, we see, Chazal said a mimonifshe. So we have this mimonifshe. Yeshlitchais, oisa, dahosam, nilda melemina shamayim. So memela there, there's no gzeire, shema yoyim alaako. So then there's takachu mimonifshe. So, yesterday was chayu, so yes, there was chayu, so now the bochayu. Yes, there was yontif, so today is chayu. So again, a melacha was not done bekavone. Letzayre, a melacha was not done bekavone. Letzayre Yisrael. So in Mele, you don't have to be geizer. You might go and tell him to do it. This happened by itself. A klav of achi. This is the klav. The davar habo me'elot, something that came by itself. Oy, davar mukte habo b'yadayim shehevi nochi b'shvil atma. A year of a davar mukte, a davar that was nilkat, let's say, that a guy brought for himself. Oy b'shvil nochiach, he brought it for another guy. V'nosno l'Yisrael beyond the rishon. That's not our Gemara. So forget there, we don't have the Gzeira. The guy did not do a malacha for a yi. He did a malacha for himself or for another guy, and it ended up by a yi. It's muta b'sheini. So then it's like a muta b'sheini. It was mukta beyond tradition. But it's muta b'sheini. Then it's b'chalna din of a yas. Aval im hevi'oi b'shvil Yisrael min ha'mechuga. But it was brought for a yi. So then the guys bringing for a yid will become muta yom tev sheni, so the yid will tell them to make sure to bring it. So therefore they made sure that if it's ever brought for a yid, it's also ad meitzo yom tev sheni. Also ad meitzo yom tev sheni b'chdei sheyase. Ve'imla, that is dafke, it was imevi b'shul yisomin ha-mechubal, so then it's also ad meitzoi yom tev shein b'imlav. What does that mean, shein b'mine b'mechubal? So then the law says, chut v'tchum asurim. Teich ha-tchum mutot. Veri pirish, shein b'minei b'mechubal. If it is not b'mine b'mechubal, the whole thing is only it was chutz l'tchum. Habo mi-chutz l'tchum, oi b'inon k'day sheyasu. So then, you don't need k'day sheyasu. To lo yichmiru, elo b'dovo shanasa boi melochim. They were only machma, this chumre, that they asked that he should not derive benefit. This aloche, that he should not derive benefit from a maloche that was done for him, till my tzoy yontes, that was dafke for the maloche. But if it was the brought chutz l'tchum, so that's we have later that that in Yom Tov it is also, the first day Yom Tov it's also, but Meitzoy, the first day Yom Tov will be Mutter, it was Bechal no din of Bechdei Sheyasa. Tochinami Hikilu, we see another Kula, Shemutter li Yisrael Acher, Afilu Boi Bayoim. Now this halacha we don't have by a malacha. By a malacha, Nochi Shei V'dayim Yisrael B'Yom Tov, also, if everyone knows also, so we see that Chutzlo Tchum is killed. Bekoshe la Rabbeinu Yehuda, this Rabbeinu Yehuda is one of the Balei Taisus, and the Ri Damrinen Beperik Shoyu, Heiviyu Chalilem Lameis Yichutzlo Tchum, Lo Yisbei Behem Ad Meitzoy Yomtev. So that an often a Gemara not like the Ri. The Ri said, "Klo that by Havos Chutz L'Tchum, Meitzoy Shontev is Mutter." And there it would seem in that figure that is a Shira Bechdei Sheyasa. Yeshloima D'Shani Hosom. There's a special din. The Avshe Tvei Milse. The Hakel Yoidin. Shehuvu b'shviloi. This was some of the goyel bring something that the mechuba. So it's not mefusim. Here, this is a pesam mefusim dekezat. That some emele hakol yoidim shuvu b'shviloi fe iko lemigzar tzvei. So here they were machma. By avshemilka they were machma. We see the eshchilik bein meis ledvor macherim. Kida Omar Hosom, you see, also Kever La'oviv Biyomtiv, if a goy was Kever a Kever La'oviv Biyomtiv, La Yikver Boye Lomis. Afogav the Dvorim Acherim of Tomek Dei Sheyasu, Acha Shabbos, Acha Yomtiv. You see, this is a Avshem Milse, and it's some of Mela here, they were more Machna. Ba'omer harav Rav Shmuel me'ayvre the sofik chutz l'tchum. The sofik was brought chutz l'tchum mutter. So it's mutter. Lenyante ve'evi rai me'erevin. And imai be'eva mi'blabli v'kom adav a sofik im bo chutz l'tchum. The sofik debreim lahokal. The Rabbi Yehuda. This is one of the Balei Taisus. Hoya oisa b'mechuba ובצדו אפילו לא הביאו בשביל ישראל רק בשבילו או בשביל נוחי אחר. Not like the klolim that we had before. The klolim the milse says Agemore says that the whole, that's what Agemore is speaking about. Nochi shehevi doyin liyisrael biyontiv. So we understood it means that the malacha was done also letzayrech Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda ayoyisa b'merchuba b'tzayda afilu lehevihu b'shvil Yisrael ak b'shvil loy ay b'shvil nochi acher. That means even though the malacha was done letzayrech akum, still adin avachtei sheyakum. Leimash mekein gabi marcheses b'shabes d'shori oil b'ikra nochim b'ir. There it says that if there was a melchot, was a melchot in Shabbos, that was a melchot that was heated up, a dayish melchot, and it was heated up in Shabbos. So it says if there's nochim b'ir and there's loiv nochim, so I say it was heated up l'tzeirich to nochim. So Mamela Meitzoy Shabbos, the Yid is not in a Bechdei Sheyasu. So the Yid is allowed to go right Meitzoy Shabbos into the Melchit. So Mamela, so you see Klo, if a Goy did a Meloche for another Goy, so Yid is permitted to derive benefit from it. So Mamela, that's Lecheire Klo, not like a Yehuda, or Yehoisa B'mechuba Tzayde. That here it's tried is that the goy did a malache letzayrech goy, and he answered it. Bein tzvore lechalek, bein dover achile, le dover acha. to be mechalik bein dvar achila l'dobar acha. Yeah. By achila they were more mad. Ba'oima ha'ari de yomtev shchaliyes bei b'shabbos u'be'erev shabbos. So you have 3 days. You have Hei B'Shabbat, Tov B'Shabbat, and then you have Shabbat. Or you have 3 days, Be'echad B'Shabbat, and Be'ez B'Shabbat. You have Shabbat on 2 days Yontif. Abo B'Yom Rishon, something that was brought the first day, Shori L'Yom Shlishi. That means, Afilu, we hold that B'Chdei She'yase is Meitzoi Yontif Sheini. That's a Yom Chol, that is B'chdei Sheyase. But if it's 3 days, so you say Meitzoi Yontif, even though it's still a third day Yontif. For example, that means if Yontif was Thursday and Friday, so it's Mutter and Shabbos. Or if it was Sunday and Monday, so it's Mutter Sunday evening. Speaking about 2 days, but if it comes out 3 days, so we're machna 3 days. Now, the B'chdei Sheyase, according to Rashi says the time it takes to do the Melochis. It was the Hagidore that they also to be Nene from the Melochis, the Melochis that was the Melochis Yontif. So, B'chdei Sheyase the Oma, the Perish HaTaisvis, כדי שיתלשו ויובל ממוקם שצוד אויסם. So according to Taisvis, but according to Taisvis, it's not a gebel, he shouldn't be nene from Malach. It's a gzeire that he shouldn't tell the guy to do it. So therefore, we say that therefore, in order to prevent he should tell the guy, so we mainly want he shouldn't get any benefit, they shouldn't get any benefit for what the guy did. So memele, so if you want to prevent, you should tell the guy, so memele, the shir is not only the maise, the maise lakita, how long that takes. How long it'll take for the guy to go, the guy should go and bring it from the makim klisha. The shiitlashu viyuvo me makim shetzot oisam. That means, so that goes into the shir of B'chdei Sheyase, which is after the Shitas HaTaisvus, not the Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi, it's only it should be Nene from the Meloche, how long it takes to make a Tzeit, how long it takes to make a Lakita, that's all. But according to the Shitas HaTaisvus, because we want, he shouldn't tell the Goy to be bring it, so Memele, so all this time that he's saving from telling the guy, he has to lose out. Meitzoi Yontif Sheini. Gam yesh l'sapik im hevi kupa malei peiriz im tzorich lahamting de shilke to bodem echad or bekame b'nei odam. Maybe that also goes into the cheshbon. How long it took for him to be memala the kupa, the mele, that's how long he'll have to wait Meitzoi Yontif Sheini. Habo bishvil Yisrael ze mutar li Yisrael acher. So we had by chutz l'tchum was brought tastes for 1 year. Another year is permitted to derive benefit from it. Tema matamza. You have a mukta. If it is mukta, it's also for this year. Li Yisrael acher also. If we consider that a dava shabo chutz l'tchum is a din of mukta. The also the Yisrael Rishon Bishvil Shanasa Ben Iser Bishviloi Im Kein Li Yisrael Acha Nami Yasurin Kedam Rinen Nochi Sheidlik Aner Im Bishvil Yisrael Osa. So Memele, there it says that if Anochi did a Malacha, it's for one Yid, so no one is allowed to derive benefit from it. So if we say that Havos Chutz L'Tchum is similar to a Malacha, so Memele should be also for everyone. That's in the Tash, the Shem Agabi Tchumen, like Yisul Al Midarabon, Ole Achme Kulei Hai, Bidai I Osrinen Al Zeh Shehuvu Bishvilo. So the Mele here, they're only machmer on the yid that the malacha was done bishvilei. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe Barabune, Omar Rab, Aseicher Amas Hamayim Me'erev Yontes, a person goes and seals up, there was a canal that was going through his property. And he was fishing this canal. And Amas Amayim, the shame Ama, Amo, means it was six tefachim. That means this was a very narrow canal. Because if it wouldn't be a narrow canal, well, there's a problem. Because the Mishnah ain't sodin dogim and abivrim beyond it. And Rashi had explained because it's also al tzeder. Dogim nishmotim lochayrim uvestokim abetzeide beyontif. Rashi said that a bidder, one is not permitted to trap a fish from a bidder because even though this bidder was also a mocking that was mukif, that means it was a fish farm, but it's called tzeide because the nishmotim lochayrim uvestokim. So therefore there's an Isra Tzeit, and here we have by an Amas Amayim, there's no Isra Tzeit. So that's the Teret. The Teret is because it's an Amas Amayim, it was a very narrow canal, that was only six Tvachim. So Memele, so how slippery the fish could be, it's not called Mechusa Tzeit, because in this small area, even though the Mishnah Berurah brings that even though it's a long canal, about Kaponim, since it's very narrow, the fish can be caught easily, so it's not considered Mechusa Teide. But here there's another Shaila over here, there's a Shaila of Mukta, if it's Mukham. So Omar Rab Baravuna Omar Rab, HaSoicher Amas Amayim Me'erev Yontes, the person sealed off, and in Shulchan Aruch it says, he sealed off Sai the Mokim Haknise, and Sai the Mokim Hayetziye. So that means all the fish, this is the Rav Yontov, so all the fish which are in this canal are now trapped, they have nowhere where to go. Lamocha Hishkim Ulmotza Bodogim, Mutogim. So the Mutter, he's allowed to take these dogim, and we'll see, so Lachayres, since he had in his property, he had dogim, which are not Mechusel Tzeide, so Mameu, that's called Minamuchan, that's called Muchan Dike Dogim, he doesn't have to do anything, doesn't have to, even though he wasn't making them bad, yeah? But that's called the mukhad the aimid la'achila. Let us see what Rashi says. Asoicha amas amai, soismo shlo yukon subo dogim ibachut, mishetech shach. That was the purpose of his sealing off the entrances. Ves eile heichin vehizmin ayudei maizizet. And these are these become mukhan and mezumen to this maise that who use these fish. So memele, so it's mutarim. Stamazay, the Mishnah Berurah says that, Bukhari have to say that he was making all, that he had intentions to use all the fish. doesn't have intentions to use all the fish, then it was weiter, and like we had before, by Yoinim, if he was only making some emele, I mean, he's not like this to say, Stam Yesh Breira, I don't know which one, the ones we'll use. So then you're not, that's not good, even though we hold, but the Rabbanu, we hold Yesh Breira, the Gemara says, but we'll take a Yoin and we'll see it's not good, or we'll put it back. So comes out, he was metal for Muktzeh. So for practical purposes, let us say over here that he had intentions to use all the fish, so he'll use all the fish for Yonder. So we see that this is called, it's called Mukhan. Es Eila Heichin Vehizmin Al Yedei Maisizeh. So this alone is the Schiras Ha'amo that is called a Maisa Hachon. Zog the Gemara. Omar Abchizde. So this memory was said b'shem Rav. Rav Baravune said b'shem Rav that you're allowed to eat the fish and then it's called Mukhan. Omar Abchizde midivrei Rabbeinu Nilmoid. From this we can learn out Chaye shekoneno bepardit. V'chaye was Kveya amokim for itself, and it was mailed a child in a pardis. So it's also amokim mishuma. Eina tzricha zimun. It also will need zimun. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, the pardis mokim hamishtama. The ein avlad yoitze. The vlad that was born cannot get out of the pardis. She'ena yochel levroyach. He can't run away. The rod is very, is helpless. It can't run. Bekal lotzoidoi. And it's very easy to capture it. Be'ein tzorich zimun. So also it won't need zimun. It means if you have, in the mokim, you have over here about this vlad, which is easy to capture. You don't need a zimun. Narai is the hocha mivnei shehis tume. Over here by this amas amayim, that was the memory of Rav. Ben yecholim lotzeis kovilu mochonim. So he learned, Rav Chizda learned, that the etzim stimis ha'amo is not called a maisa hachone. To tell this, Yaakov Yosef wants to say, because he was saying it for a different reason. He didn't want more fish to come in. For bechlal could be a maisa in mayim. That's what the Sasemis wants to say. A maisa in mayim is not called a hachone for the dogim. You have to do a maisa for the dogim alone. So he understood, Rav Chizda understood, so no, al kochoch, you don't need a maisachon, it's buchan me'elov. If I have in my property, I have dogin, that anam mechusa tzeder, so it's buchan mitzadatzmoy. So if I have in my property, in my pandas, a blad of a chaya that was noilet, it's also not mechusa tzeder. So me'ele, it's also permitted to shech. I don't understand close the case by pardes. Rashi says like this: a pardes is mokim ameshtama. The Mr. Rubin van is a mokim that's kodu. The ein avlad yoitze sheni yochel levroyach. And Rashi says the vlad can't go out. He can't go out. Because he can't run. We'll see later, the mother can zichi get out. So what's the mokim hamishtama? The ain avlad, what does mokim hamishtama mean? The mishtabu says mokim hamishtama means that it's godo. So then what's the difference between the vlad and the mother? Then Rashi says the whole, that ain avlad yoitze, sheni yochel levroich, why says he can run? So, So you could get out. So it's not a mokim ha-mishtama. It's unclear. Al-Kaponim, for some reason, I don't know exactly the Messias. Al-Kaponim, for the Vlad Al-Kaponim, the Vlad is not called Mechusa Tzeide in this Pardes, and therefore, so Rav Chisda said it's called Minamura. And he derived this halacha from the member of Ra. So there's also a mokim sosim, ve'einam yechelim lotze, so they're called minamukha. Omar Rav Nachman said, nofel chavrin ve'rav rafto. That our chaver, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda were chaverim, they were all tamidim of Ra. Now he just got himself in a big blotter, that means, in a big machloikis. This is a very, very debatable zustel. That he's medame a pardes to an ames hamayim. Now the Gemara will explain soon why is it so debatable. But now the Gemara wants to say maybe there was a different member that was said, Iker the Amri, that not Rav Chisda was the one that derived this halacha. No, Rabbi Bar Avuna, who said over the halacha b'shem Rav by an ames hamayim. So Rabbi Bar Avuna said, "Midivrei Rabbeinu Nilmai Chaye Shekine No Bepardes Enetzrichazino." Omar Rav Nachman, "Nofal Bar Chavrin BeRav Rafto." That means the son of our Chaver, Rav Avuna was Chaverim, Rav Nachman, Rav Avuna, Rav Chisda, and now the son of our Chaver got a very big machloket, and it's no zushtel. Osam loy ka ovid maise, hoche ka ovid maise. There's a tremendous difference. There he did a maise, and the maise was taka maise hachone. Ashenkin over here, he didn't do a maise, so without doing any maise, that's what he has in his possession. A animal which is not mechusa tzeide, is without being making it, doesn't become in Amucha. Let us see Rashi. Mi divrei Rabbeinu. You'll come across the Simagodu Zashoi Samais Lashem Azmon. That's the day they learned that in Rav's case, with a Mais Lashem Azmon. Mi divrei Rabbeinu, Rav, the Shloshton, Rav Hune, the Rav Tizde, the Rav Nachman, the Kola Le Rav Chisda Chavrin, Tamidim Shal Rav, the all three were Tamidim of Rav. Lo Fal Chavrin, Ar Chavr, Fel Rav Chisda Be Rav Rav, Ta Nichnes Roishe Le Machloikes, He stuck his head in the big Machloikes, Machloikes Bdeilis, She Yirba all of the Zayis. Le Kami Messayim, Ku She'll say what the Kash is, why it's such a debatable statement. Le Mipsika Milsa Be Ikedamin, Ha the Gemara is Mamsik, Michlefi, that it wasn't Rav Chisda who said this shtik teire, no, it was Rabbi Bar Avuna, Bar Chavrin. Nofel Bar Chavrin, Rav Avuna Chavrei, Havi, Mitamidev Shel Rav, Rabbi Berei, Korilei Bar Chavrin. And that's the kasha, osam like Ovid Maise, Hochi ko Ovid Maise. So, until the Shach of Yeshua wants to say that Kuf was the Machloikis, how to learn Pshat. That they learned Pshat, that I was speaking about Sha'oise Maise L'Shem Hazmone, that Taka was the purpose. And he understood Pshat and Rav that he did it for different reasons. Not L'Shem Hazmone, he did it that new dogim shouldn't come in. Or the Machloikis was, we said according to Sfas Emes, if a Maise B'Dovot study called a mice as money to the dogim. But now the Gemara asks a kasha. Vosanye benichuse, vachayre sa Gemara bin zabaraise. Chaye shekenano bepardes, Rikhal Zamat, Shtaitach Klo, hire a child in this powder, so you have to be masminit. The tzipor droyo. Now, in second halacha, a tzipor droyo that was in a mokim. Okay, we're speaking about a case of a tzipor droyo. That means we had before a tzipor droyo is only mechusel tzeide. If it's in a migdol, in a bayis, it's not called mechusel tzeide. But a kaponim, we're speaking about somehow a tzipor droyo that is not mechusel tzeide. So ich liksha, and he was mazmin the tzipor droyo. So ich liksha b'knafer, you have to make a simen on the knafayim, because they should tischalev b'imo. You were mazmin a tzipor droyo. So this b'raise tangas aloche, a tzipor droyo is the looks very, very similar to the mother. Can't tell the difference between the mother and the daughter. So if you were mazman one tzipor droyo, you have to make a simen on the knafayim that you shouldn't mix up the, since they look very similar, you shouldn't mix up the daughter with the mother. V'su eide she'idu mipi shmaya v'avtalya. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, so the first halacha was, we said that by a chaye shekonon b'pardes, you need zimna. Number two, and after you were mazmen a tzipor droyo, so ich liksha b'knafe, liyay simin lo. So memele, so we found the Baraisa claw, not like Rav Chisda or Rabbi Barachun. Frag de Gemore umi boy zimun, do we need zimun? Vasanya Omar Rav Shimon ben Alosa, moidim beishamai ubeisilu, al shehiz minon besoicha kam. If a person was mazmin the yoinim in one kam, there were two kinyan, we'll see in Rashi, he was mazmin the yoinim of one kan. Umotso lifnei hakan, and he found these yoinim lifnei hakan, shasurim, that they're also, because I don't know, we'll see in Rashi, the second kan is empty, so I don't know, and those who were on the first Khan, now no one's in the first Khan, so I don't know who's Lifnei HaKhan, if it's those, these are the Mezumonim Dekeyainim, it's not Mezumonim Dekeyainim. Amed V'amamurim, V'yayinei Sheiver, V'yayinei Aliyem, V'tziporim Shekonenu B'tvichen U'bebire. Avol Avoizim V'talmei Goylim, V'yayinei Hardesiyois, V'chaye Shekonenu B'pardes. So it seems these are the words of V'chaye Shekonenu B'pardes, that means it finds itself in a matzah that it can't get out. So Mamele Mutorim Ben Tzrichen Zimun. So here it says that the mutter, that doesn't need zimun. It's automatically mizuman. If he has a chay in this flat, that it cannot go out, and it's there, so automatically it's mizuman, it's mukhan to be eaten. But tripa droyer, richalikshe bechnafer, kadeshle tischalef be'ima. Bamekushorim bahamenu noyin beboyreis ubebatim ubesichen ubemaoreis. So if it was mazmin them, makasha them or menanei them, and they are now besichen ubemaoreis mutorim, so you're allowed to use them on yom. Ubeiloneis, but if they are iloneis asurim shamayala beyitloish. So you're not allowed to use them. Shemayala v'yitlish. Bamekushorim v'hamenu noin b'chol mokim. So before we're speaking about that, he was makashim, they're his. So in the Mela we say it matters where they are in Yontif. If they're on the Elon, you're not allowed to use them. If they're on the Mabayis, you're allowed to use them. I'm a Kushorim, but if it's someone else, it's true. This be Yom Chol. I'm a Kushorim, but I'm a Noyim, Bechol Mokim, Asurim, Mishim Gezel. It's Amazon, you see, I'm a Kusha, the Kayoine, from someone else, so you know that the Yenna did a, it's Yenim, so it's Gezel. I'll call upon him. So we have here a kasha. Before we hear a baraisa that said from Shmaya Baftalian that Achaye Shekinena Bepardis Shrichol Zamen. And here we have that it says that you don't need to be mezamenit. Shekinena Bepardis Mutorim and Shrichol Zimun. Zogt Gemara Omar Rav Nachman Loi Kasha. Obo the child is trapped there, so that's called mezumen. And the Shmayin Aftan is speaking about the aim. Chaya shekine bepada sricha lezam in the mother. Think the Gemara imo bezimun tagilo. Zimun will solve the situation. Say the mal yuse boy. The aim is not shomur in this pardes. Could be by Reach. Elo Amar Anachem by Yitzchak, Idi v'Idi, B'Dido. O Begina Hasmucha Le'ir, O Begina She'ein Hasmucha. So it matters where this pardes is. If this pardes is close to him, it's Pesach Shivim Ana V'Shirayim, and he's aware of it, so it's understood automatically that it's aimed to be used for yontif. And that's the second beraisa. But if it's not samuchloi, it's further away, so then he's not aimed to use it, stome, without a hachone. So if he's making it behedje, it's good. If he's not making behedje, it is not good. Let us see Rashi.
Mikan shen mizumenes bole kat bemedom amun de bin in zimun tipe druk tane hi be ein va tane hi be ein va ba sho be is the very you can't differentiate between the mother and the daughter vam ku shorim be khampein simnu lahem am no loy mi esmo le shem zimun vo makiron ve batem be bayres be khomakim shein ein me khubel de zog zayrev shem yal be yitlois be tarm be yante ששורם והמונועים הנמצאים בכל מוקם הפחל אסורים למייצו משם גזל שרישן שקושרן איני ענון קונון בהגבו אוסון שהב כנקנה בהגבו So it's Yenim Zeveri, so whoever who was Menaneo, it's Mekashet, so it's his, he's not allowed to take it to Chil, of Gezel. Bobe Vlad in the Sarsiman Shani Khalibrech Vidati Alay. Avalima Shigdaila Trichaziman because it could run away. So the Gemara says, Bobos Bedido Bevlad, Smukhalir, Yoda Bob Vidaita Ilave. He knows about it and he has in Zinin. He has in Zinin to use it at the stomach. And not Smukhaliyah, the Mishnah says Achili also knows about it, but it's not Taiti Elav, it's Mesir Das from it, if it's from a Meile, so without a Befeirish Zimon, it is not Oymed to be eaten on Yont. Taisvis, Amakushorim Asrim Bechomokim Negezel, Peirish Rashi, Shehorishin Kona Oysom Bahagbo, the person who was Mekashet, who was Menaneyed, is Kona Bahagbo, So the Bach explains the Mishum Kloima,
the mishum dininua lav agboi. That means the pu'ulis that he had done were not done l'shem kinyin hagbo. The memele is so he's not kainin. There's sufficient time to do that. So that's also, so it's called this, you need a shchit, you have to shech the behemah even for kezayis boso. So you don't need a kezayis of flea. Kezayis of chai is also sufficient. Bekeveger and Toysada Bekeveger brings down the problem over here. How is he permitted to eat a kezayis chai? Is dame yvorim. And if it doesn't say that there's time that you could be meleichet, because the time it takes to make malichas is equivalent to the time it takes to make tli. So we're saying you don't need so much time. So how could he eat it? So he brings from the Shara Melech. So it seems from here that one lechatchil is allowed to eat boso chai without malicha. If it's the dam meivorim shalei pirish, so you're allowed to eat it without malicha. And he brings from someone, you could be chaylet, bechaymet, so that takes less time than sleep. Shachta besode, what if he shechted the behemah besode, lo yiviyana b'moito b'moito, which is a oifen of carrying the behemah and with aidei shtei anoshim, and it's a psazulzul of yomtif, avo maybe biyodei evorim evorim, he can bring in evorim evorim, and even though he's mafish behiloch, but it's preferable to do this than to do a pula of zilzul yomtif. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, mi based bichoso, Shumizumin umufshit me oirei ve'oimit. So this already is accessible to be eaten right away. Leivienu b'moita b'moita b'shnei b'nei odom, b'shum da'av shemilsehi, umizauzul b'yomtev.